The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolly Marks, how are you?
Well, I tell you, after hearing what's going on in studio and seeing what's going on at the United Nations, I think I'll join you in a Whiskey for Whiskey Thursday.
Let's do it.
Yeah, if I were you, I would too.
Yeah. All right, Rolene, tell us about the United Nations.
Well, tonight all eyes are going to be on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as he makes what some are believing is going to be quite a controversial speech. This is going to be in about an hour and 10 minutes. It'll be on at 7 p.m. our time, which I think is 6 p.m. your time. 8 p.m. I'm confused already. Must be all the whiskey. But he's due to speak pretty shortly. And rumor has it that he might actually announce that Palestine is a state under occupation. Now, according to some pundits, it doesn't fit the legal definition of what a state under occupation is, or it doesn't fit with international law. But this is what it is tipped that Mahmoud Abbas will be speaking about. He's actually very angry after Trump's meeting with Netanyahu yesterday, where President Trump backed a two-state solution. Now, President Trump has also said two states, one state, he doesn't care as long as there's a deal. But he did say to Israeli Prime Minister yesterday that he backs a two-state solution, and he said, are you hearing that, Bibi? So it's going to be very, very interesting. Yes, okay, so I have Abbas speaking at 7 p.m. Israel time, which is actually in a few minutes your time. So as you come off air, you can hear President Abbas make his speech, and this will be followed by Prime Minister Netanyahu, who will speak during Israel's prime time slot. And as usual, you know, the world, whether you like him or loathe him, will all tune in to hear what Bibi has to say. It is predicted that he will be speaking about the threat of Iran and the threat that Iran poses to the world. A few days ago, we heard Rouhani from from Iran talk about Israel being the biggest threat to world security. So I think it's going to be a war of words at the United Nations. We just want to know whether or not Bibi will be using a prop. And if you go onto the Jerusalem Post, you can play Bibi at the UN bingo. But also making headlines today is the fact that Prime Minister Netanyahu refused an invitation or refused to participate in UNESCO's conference on anti-Semitism, saying that while he's glad they are trying to do something to combat anti-Semitism, he feels that they are so unbelievably biased towards Israel that he feels he could not participate. And we'll remember over the last year the coverage of what UNESCO has voted on, or the resolutions that UNESCO has supported over the last year, have basically, for the most part, denied any Jewish claim to the state of Israel, any historical and biblical claim. And Prime Minister Netanyahu is taking a big stand against that.
And he pointed out, Rolene, that there were 71 resolutions since 2009 against Israel versus two against the rest of the world.
Well, exactly. It seems that the world either has amnesia or tunnel vision or myopia or some kind of health issue, because they seem to forget that we have a grave humanitarian crisis on our border with Syria, the Syrian civil war, as well as crises around the world where there are gross human rights violations.
Who is it? Isn't it the United Nations? Who is it? The Security Council? UNESCO?
UNESCO.
Who is it that's got agenda item 7?
This is UNESCO. Yeah.
Is it UNESCO? Every Tuesday morning, item number 7, condemnation of Israel.
Yeah.
That is the Human Rights Council.
There we go, the Human Rights Commission of the United Nations. There we go.
Yes. Which is why the United States has pulled out of the UNHRC because of their blatant bias. So, you know, the bias against Israel is not just limited to the Security Council or UNESCO, but very much to the UN Human Rights Council as well. Yeah. And over the last couple of weeks, we've seen the United States not just pulling out of agencies like the Human Rights Council, but severely cutting their budget or their funding towards UNRWA, which is the United Nations Relief Works Agency, which is tasked with providing humanitarian aid to the Palestinians.
Mm. Rolene, one of our least favorite characters, Jeremy Corbyn. So I was having this conversation with somebody today, and we're just actually talking about it and how bizarre it is that he says that he's, you know, he's not pro-Palestinian and he's not anti-Israel. And
no, don't tell me he said that.
No. Hold on. And there was this protest, you know. Did you see the protest? And all the protesters were waving Palestinian flags. You know, well, I mean, it was supporting the
that was the Labour Party.
Oh, that's not the Labour Party, yes.
The Labour Party conference. So I just want to thank Jeremy Corbyn because he's done more for British Aliyah in the last 70 years. He's done more for British Aliyah than even Balfour has done. But this was the Labour Party conference who, as we can clearly see, haven't learned a jot from the anti-Semitism scandals over the last year or so, and blatantly pushed forward their pro-Palestinian agenda. One of the resolutions they voted on was to should the Labour Party be successful in the next elections, they will end all British arms sales to the State of Israel, and they will, with immediate effect, recognise a state of Palestine, and not a Union Jack in sight, which was quite frightening. I mean, while I don't expect them to be singing Hatikva and waving the blue and white anytime soon, I thought at least we'd see a Union Jack, or perhaps maybe they should relocate to the West Bank.
Yeah,
very interesting. Right, that's where we leave it this week. I'm sorry, we would love to talk to you more, but we are completely out of time. But we do look forward to speaking to you Wednesday when we kind of get back to normality. But it'll only really be the week after that.
You look forward to speaking to her.
I don't know if we ever get back
you
to
see,
normality.
Simon's already, he's already saying that he's not going to be here. Where are you going to be, Simon?
I'm quite lucky, Kathy. I'm off to Vienna, Budapest, and London.
Really?
Yeah,
Jew-loving country.
Going to go say hello to Jeremy Corbyn, watch where they threw the Jews into the Danube. No, it's going to be a marvelous little trip.
Awesome.
Europe likes dead Jews, Kathy.
Okay, and that's where we say, Simon, I'm going to turn off your mic now. This Shackleton has gone down very well with Simon. He's about to help himself again.
True. Go to Anne Frank.
Okay. All right. Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much.
Shalom, guys. A return to normalcy, who knows?
Please, let's. God bless, Ro. Bye. God. That's Rolene Marks.